Come on.
Quick ask before we get started today. I am working to help people lead happier and more contented lives. My part of that is money. So if you enjoyed today's episode, or if you've enjoyed past episodes, please take a minute and leave a quick review on iTunes. Subscribe. That helps the show climb up the rankings and helps more people find it. So thanks a lot. Welcome to Money Savage, a savage approach to personal finance. This is George Grumbacher, and the time is right. Welcome today's guest, strong and powerful Alex Asley. Alex, are you ready to do this?
Let's do it. I'm ready, man.
Excellent. Let's do this. Alex is an AIF, principal and lead advisor with AFS 401k Retirement Services. I'm excited to have you on. Alex, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Well, thanks for having me. And I'll start off as I think is most relevant. I grew up in a small town in West Virginia, and had just a number of brothers and sisters, and kind of a normal childhood. And as I got into learning more about all the important things you learn about when you grow up in life, I was really interested in two things. One, really how we make the decisions that we make. And it probably wasn't by accident. My mother was a psychologist. And then the other area was really around money and finances, because my father was a financial advisor. Now, I know it's cliche that I'm in some version of that industry. I really had no intention of doing it. I was much more focused on sort of creative things like music and arts and stuff like that. But, I went to school and studied economics and ended up really falling in love with the work that I do today, which very simply is helping people enjoy their best life. And I'll talk a little bit more about that. But it's really the confluence of those two things, is like being fascinated with behaviors and how and why we make decisions that we do, in particular decisions around that involve or that have to do with money and finances. So I live right outside of the Washington, D.C. area, and our firm, AFS 401k, specializes in delivering retirement consulting services. And that's really about 401k, 403b, and pension advice. But most of all, where we spend the vast majority of our time is helping America's workers make the best decisions possible for today, tomorrow, and their long-term future.
Oh, I love it. Appreciate you sharing that. And certainly having parents, one being a financial advisor, the second being a psychologist, I certainly have no idea how your dad approached the business, but I feel like those two worlds are really pretty merged these days.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was a different world then, and there's been a lot of evolution and revolution in the financial services industry, and I think nearly all of it has been really positive to create and deliver better and more efficient services that meet the needs of people. I had a kind of a little bit of an experience, or a big experience, if you will, that created the sort of steps that led me in this direction. When I was in high school, my dad unexpectedly passed away when I was 17 years old. Oh, and yeah. So it was a big shock to me personally and to our family. And it forced me to one, grow up a lot faster and become the man of the house and kind of become an adult much quicker. But it also gave me a window into, even for all of us who are focused in certain industries, and for you and me, we're talking about finances, and for others, it could be whether they're in the medical field or legal profession or whatever it is. I think everybody thinks they're prepared, but you're never truly ready for the unexpected. And so it created this opportunity and also challenge in my life to have to be more involved with understanding how people approach money and their finances. My mom wasn't then nor now an expert when it comes to personal finance. My father really was chiefly responsible for that area of our household and family. And so that was the kind of the precipice that led me, I think, many years later to really appreciate this niche that we're in with respect to financial advice, which is 401k advice, helping people inside the workplace get access to education, information, and advice around both the retirement savings as well as other areas that are important to their financial picture today.
Yeah, well, I appreciate all that. And, you know, having your dad pass away and you're 17 years old, what a horrible experience. That being said, I have to imagine it just gave you a perspective that unless we have a really close experience with the death of a loved one, I don't think that you can really fully get. And I'm sure that helps you in your client relationships.
Yeah, I think it does. I mean, I would expect that we all have challenges and hardships that we face in our lives. And I don't think mine is any more unique or traumatizing as a lot of other people that go through, whether it's, you know, the untimely death of a loved one or terminal illness or just, you know, these experiences that we all face and they certainly shape our lives. And so I think that's created two perspectives. One for me is just realizing from my own personal experience that the vast majority of employees within companies and workers around the country are really in need of financial help and financial know-how, developing financial literacy. That's one. And then the other one is just how much these experiences in our lives shape who we are. And having a perspective on that and being able to approach, interacting with folks and talking about some things that can be really personal and in some cases taboo, right? Talking about money in the public setting is not necessarily something that's really discussed often. It is a little bit of a taboo subject. But being able to approach that with empathy and sympathy, I think, is a added sort of silver lining from the experiences that I've had. Most in particular, just having to deal with the loss of a parent at an early age.
Yeah. Yeah. I think everything you said is really on point. The essential being that money is still taboo, and it's taboo for a good reason because so many of us struggle with it. And so we're maybe ashamed. I'm not saying it's good to be taboo. It just sort of is. And I understand why it is for so many people. And being able to empathize with those people and be vulnerable that, hey, we've all gone through these situations. Nobody's not had a bad experience with money. I think it's such a powerful thing to help people get on that right track. And I also think that one of the reasons that a 401k, it's such a unique opportunity to help change behaviors is because there's that built-in community within a workplace where you can help to foster mm-hmm. that open environment. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that's a great point. The 401k system, while not perfect, I think is a much better vehicle for helping people save money than the vast public and certainly the sort of critics of it give it credit for. I think that overall, 401k plans for the younger generations, so like the Gen X and younger, will prove to be the vehicle that helps those generations and the vast majority of employees and workers in those generations have enough money for retirement. Now, the challenge is that with baby boomers, the current generation that's retiring, many of them only had 401ks in the latter half or the second half of their career. And so where it gets a lot of criticism today is that it's not enough for people who are retiring today. They haven't accumulated enough in their 401k. But it's a great vehicle, and there's a lot of data surrounding this and being able to provide the proof point for this and helping people save money for their future. And as you mentioned, creating this community within an organization and a mindset around saving. And so, you know, you have now more individuals than ever before who've accumulated vast retirement savings balances, predominantly through their 401k or their 403b. And there's some other additional ways that this community environment inside the workplace is allowing us today. And there are a number of forward-thinking firms like ours, and I'm biased, but I think we're one of them, and many others that are using the structure that the 401k has awarded to really help people make a difference in their financial life.
Yeah, I love it. And I think that I'll certainly give you guys all the credit in the world. I think anybody who's working to do things differently and to help people to be successful in ways that, you know, just aren't the traditional ways, that's the approach that needs to be taken. So I'd love to just get into some of those other ways on how you've seen success and the things you've been able to do that people who are listening and maybe they're not getting everything that they want to out of their workplace plan can maybe apply.
Sure. Well, I think that historically the conventional wisdom has been that the 401k is the vehicle that helps me save for retirement. And on the surface, it absolutely is. And there's been just a lot of enhancements through product innovation and competition that's made 401k plans more efficient, more cost effective, and more valuable to employees within companies and organizations. But where we are really taking the advice that we deliver is helping somebody inside the workplace through the 401k rethink and refine their overall financial picture. And the reason we do that is again, from what I started, is we believe that everybody deserves to live their best life. And in order to do that, it takes a real education and foundation around your financial picture. So we're working to make complex retirement and financial strategies simple so that employees and companies and people who are leading companies who run the retirement plans and focus on their true priorities. And very specifically, what that means is that in addition to helping somebody make good decisions to save in their 401k for their long-term future, we are helping companies create and deliver customized financial programs. And the buzzword is financial wellness. So these customized financial wellness programs, where through group workshops, online content, different mediums, as well as in-person one-on-one advice sessions, we can provide somebody with specific advice in their best interests around their entire financial picture. And the vast majority of employees and workers at companies and organizations across the country are really looking for and need this type of help. They don't have their own financial advisors. They're probably never going to have their own financial advisors because their largest assets are usually their house and inside their workplace retirement plan. Perhaps they don't feel like they have the complex financial planning needs to engage an advisor, or they just don't know how to the process to go out and engage a financial professional or a financial planner on their own. But we can deliver this type of advice inside the workplace and help them with some really basic foundational areas. And the first one is really developing financial know-how, learning the basics around personal finance to unlock really financial success in the financial future. And these are things like understanding cash flow and cash flow management. So at the, you know, when you think about the money that you earn, your overall income that you're bringing in each month, identifying and understanding where that money is going, understanding the cash flow that you have on a monthly basis. Second is building up emergency savings. We talk a lot about debt management as a third pillar, and then other areas of financial planning and risk management to go along with the long-term retirement savings. So those are a lot of the foundational pieces that historically have not been provided inside of a 401k plan because the focus has all been on long-term retirement in the 401k, and that most folks are not getting education or advice on outside of the workplace, or from their own advisor, or they don't have their own advisor.
Got it. I think that that makes sense. I think that that's 100% accurate. It's not lacking in value to have somebody get up in front of a room full of people and say, hey, here's how the retirement plan works, and you put money in and you invest and it grows. But to actually take it one step further, or probably a lot of steps further, and to help people with every aspect, I think that that is something that, that people should be expecting and asking their employer for if they're not currently receiving it.
Right. Agreed.
Got it. Nice. Well, Alex, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
I think the big tip is understand your cash flow. And so that the basic component of this is to identify across, you know, just a few broad areas where your money is going on a monthly basis. A lot of people hear this as budgeting, and it gets this negative connotation. Because budgeting usually means compromise, or I'm about to make changes to my life. And I'm totally not saying that at all. In fact, the opposite. The first thing that we recommend somebody doing is just understand where your money is going without any type of judgment on how you're spending your money or where you're going to make changes. Don't do any of that. Just have an idea of where it's going, so then you're informed and you're educated. And from there, identify if there are some steps that you can take to improve your financial life. And our big ones are pay down and pay off debt and build up emergency savings. I know most 401k advisors would tell you, well, you got to put as much away for retirement. But if you're not doing these things to help your financial life today, then the idea of saving for tomorrow might be secondary and may be in jeopardy of being even attainable, because you're not on good track for today. So understand cash flow and do it in an aspirational way. That's the big difference-making tip that I have. And I hope everyone spends a little time thinking about that so they can get on track for their financial future.
Well, that is great stuff. That definitely gets a come on.
Come on.
And it's so, I mean, that's so true. It's not budgeting, because I even personally cringe every time I think about budgeting. You know, I don't know why it is. It's just hardwired into me, I think. So approaching that with no judgment, just understanding where your money's going, the good, the bad, or the ugly about it, it's such a powerful thing. So I appreciate that. Well, Alex, thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you?
So check us out at MoneyNav. You can go to moneynav.com or just type into your URL MoneyNav, and you'll find us. You can also find us on Twitter and Facebook, LinkedIn, MoneyNav, or Alex Astley. We'd love to connect with you. We'd love to learn more about the top financial goals that you have, and have a conversation around making your financial future a successful one. Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate getting to spend a little time with you and talk about ways that we're thinking and helping people with their financial life.
Yeah, man, it was a pleasure. And Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Alex your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to moneynav.com, find them on Facebook, Twitter, find them on LinkedIn, and I know that I spent a good amount of time on their website. They've got a great series called Money Hacks with videos, really easy to follow and understand, so check it out. Thanks again, Alex.
Thank you very much, man. I hope you have a great day, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right, and until next time, keep fighting the good fight, because we are all in this together. Before I go, quick announcement. I've been asked by so many people over the past couple of years about how do I start a podcast, that I've developed and released a course that will teach you exactly how to do that step by step, from figuring out the kind of show that you want to have to understanding how all the technology works behind it, and then how to get great guests and keep the thing moving and how to grow it. So if you're interested in that, check it out. You can go to georgegrumbacher.com/podcast course and you'll find it there. You can just go to the website. I'll also list that in the notes of the show.
What's up, Savage Nation? Please support the show by subscribing, leave us a review,
And definitely feel free to share us with somebody you think would like it.
Come on.